Now, look at the instructions for part one. For each question, choose the correct answer. Look at question one. One.
Where will Claire meet Alex?
Hi, Claire. Are you in the city centre?
Hi, Alex. Yes, I'm just having a sandwich in the cafe. How about you?
I'm at the museum, looking at a really great art exhibition. Why don't you come and meet me here?
OK, but just for an hour. I've got to go to the hairdressers at 2.
Now listen again.
Hi, Claire. Are you in the city centre?
Hi, Alex. Yes, I'm just having a sandwich in the cafe. How about you?
I'm at the museum, looking at a really great art exhibition. Why don't you come and meet me here?
OK, but just for an hour. I've got to go to the hairdressers at 2.
Two.
What time should the man telephone again?
Can I speak to Fred Warner, please?
He's in a meeting now. I'll ask him to call you at 10:15 when he comes out.
I'm seeing a customer then. I can phone at 12:00.
He'll be in another meeting then. Call at past before he goes for lunch.
OK.
Now listen again.
Can I speak to Fred Warner, please?
He's in a meeting now. I'll ask him to call you at 10:15 when he comes out.
I'm seeing a customer then. I can phone at 12:00.
He'll be in another meeting then. Call at past before he goes for lunch.
OK.
Three.
When are they going to have the party?
Shall we have a party this month? A Friday night is best. How about July 18th?
I have to work late that day. The 11th will be better.
We've got theatre tickets for then. Are we doing anything on the 25th?
Well, that's fine. Let's make it then. The 11th is too soon anyway.
Now listen again.
Shall we have a party this month? A Friday night is best. How about July 18th?
I have to work late that day. The 11th will be better.
We've got theatre tickets for then. Are we doing anything on the 25th?
Well, that's fine. Let's make it then. The 11th is too soon anyway.
Four.
What was the weather like on the picnic?
Did you have a good picnic yesterday? It was so sunny and hot.
Yes, but we almost didn't go because the television weatherman was talking about rain.
So, did you take umbrellas with you?
Yes, but of course we didn't use them. It's good we didn't go today. There's such a strong wind.
Now listen again.
Did you have a good picnic yesterday? It was so sunny and hot.
Yes, but we almost didn't go because the television weatherman was talking about rain.
So, did you take umbrellas with you?
Yes, but of course we didn't use them. It's good we didn't go today. There's such a strong wind.
Five.
How much are the shorts?
Excuse me, are these shorts in the sale?
Yes, sir. Everything on that shelf is £5.
I'll take this shirt, too.
That's £15. So, with the shorts, that will be £20.
Now listen again.
Excuse me, are these shorts in the sale?
Yes, sir. Everything on that shelf is £5.
I'll take this shirt too.
That's £15. So, with the shorts, that will be £20.
That is the end of part one. Now look at part two. For each question, write the correct answer in the gap. Write one word, or a number, or a date, or a time. Look at questions 6 to 10 now. You have 10 seconds.
You will hear a teacher talking to a group of students about summer jobs.
Several students from this college went to work for Sunshine Holidays last year and enjoyed it. So I'm going to give you some information about working in their summer camps this year. The camps start on the 15th of June, so you must be free from then until August the 20th. Most students then spend September travelling around and having a holiday before they come home. The camps are for children who are between 10 and 15 years old, and to work there you have to be 19, so that's okay for most of you. You don't need to be good at sports or languages, but they only want people who can drive. That's because you'll take the children out on trips by car. Each week you'll get £65, so you could save over £500 during your time there. If you're interested, you need to write a letter and send it with a photo to Sunshine Holidays. So, does anyone have any questions?
Now listen again.
Several students from this college went to work for Sunshine Holidays last year and enjoyed it. So I'm going to give you some information about working in their summer camps this year. The camps start on the 15th of June, so you must be free from then until August the 20th. Most students then spend September travelling around and having a holiday before they come home. The camps are for children who are between 10 and 15 years old, and to work there you have to be 19, so that's okay for most of you. You don't need to be good at sports or languages, but they only want people who can drive. That's because you'll take the children out on trips by car. Each week you'll get £65, so you could save over £500 during your time there. If you're interested, you need to write a letter and send it with a photo to Sunshine Holidays. So, does anyone have any questions?
That is the end of part two.